This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Incredible admissions from government officials in the UK and in Australia. But they always have their back-out plan, don't they? They always have that trap door they can sneak out of when they get caught killing people with the vaccines. And here is a perfect example in clip 6 of the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison when a media member brings up that the vaccine is killing people. Listen to his convenient out.
In your pharmacist as opposed to seeing the GP. And secondly, can you talk about the two people who've sadly died taking AstraZeneca? And would you be worried if one of those people, as I understand it, had, or the family claims, didn't get, wasn't fully informed of the symptoms to look out for?
Well, we're all responsible for our own health. And when it comes to informed consent and giving consent to whatever treatment or procedure you may have or I may have, then I'm ultimately responsible for what people do in their health treatment to me. And there has been the opportunity for people to visit their GP, to have that consultation. The government has provided that and funded that. And the informed consent process provides the decision to the individual. That's the sort of country we live in. People make their own decisions about their own health and their own bodies. That's why we don't have mandatory vaccination in relation to the general population here, because people make their own decisions. And we encourage people to make those decisions. We make as much information available to them as is possible. The vaccines, like any vaccine, with any vaccine, there are risks associated, and I won't go into each of the individual ones because I don't want to particularly draw attention to anyone. But we all understand that with any vaccine, there are risk factors, and they're enumerated, and they're made available to people, and people make decisions about that.
Really? Okay. So, think about what he just said. What a perfect out. Oh, the vaccines aren't mandatory. Oh, you just put everybody in a prison cell until they get a vaccine. But they're not mandatory. And what is he really doing there? He's essentially blaming people that get the vaccine. He's blaming them. He's saying, oh, you got the vaccine and you died? That's your fault, bud. Then he says, we're making sure that all the information is available. What? You're censoring all the information on the internet. You're telling people not to go outside and not to talk to one another so that people can't share information. What a perfect out. Oh, the vaccine isn't mandatory. You have the choice to take it, except you really don't. You can't go back to work. You can't go out. You can't leave your house. You can't share information on the internet. But, oh, it's your fault. You took it. You died. That's your fault. You should have made an informed decision. How despicable. How disgusting. By the way, there's like no COVID in Australia. Never has been. Doesn't matter. It's all about the tyranny. The vaccines will kill more people in Australia than COVID ever did. And who knows when this is all said and done, what the final numbers will be, what the final tallies will be. But that's just incredible. So blaming the vaccinated for dying, even though they censor all the information and they coerce you into taking it with total tyranny. And so then you have all of these rallies happening in Australia against the lockdown, against the forced vaccines. And you can see here skirmishes breaking out between police and protesters in Australia. And, you know, let me just say this. I don't want a war with the police. I'd like to get along with police. I'd like law reform in this country for many different reasons. But I don't want the police to be my enemy. I don't want to sit here and deal with a situation where people and police are pitted against one another. But let me tell you, if the police willingly decide that they're going to be the law enforcement for this medical tyranny, then At what point do we have to say that it's justified in attacking the police? I mean, hell, BLM gets to attack the police. Antifa gets to attack the police for no reason whatsoever. Reasons they make up in their own head. Lies. Well, when do free people get to say, hey, you're the law enforcement of this tyranny. We're not going to take it anymore. I don't want to see it come. I'm glad they're not doing that here in Texas.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to set fast. They fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would begin to get right with God right now.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing here on the Alex Jones Show, pile driving through this news. I want to play this Huffington Post video. I'll have to read the commentary over it because there's no audio, but let me just kind of give a bit of a backdrop here. The NFL has decided that they are essentially mandating the vaccines on their athletes. There's obviously some pushback. They're trying to cover it up as much as possible. I don't know what happened with the DeAndre Hopkins situation. He came out, made a statement that he didn't want to be vaccinated. The NFL obviously got to him, or maybe the football team he plays for, the Arizona Cardinals, got to him. They made him delete the tweet. So I'm not sure where he still stands on the issue. Nobody has been as outspoken as Cole Beasley. In fact, I think he's just announced he's going to retire now because he refuses to take the vaccine. There's been others like Nick Williams, a defensive lineman, who's made some not as hardcore statements against the vaccine, but, you know, he's letting you know where he stands, and there's a few others out there. It's few and far between. I think most people are just holding their tongues right now to see what happens. Quite frankly, I mean, look, I know LeBron James sold this country out to China, and he's got the slave camps and everything, but, I mean, I'll give credit where credit is due. LeBron James recognized that he was the only person in the NBA that could stop the forced mandates from coming to the NBA players. So he stood up and said, nope, I'm not doing it. We're not going to take this experimental vaccine. The NBA backed off, and the NBA players don't have to deal with that now. So good for LeBron on that. And I think the only person in the NFL that could stop this from happening is Tom Brady. Now, I don't see any signs that Tom Brady is planning on doing that. Maybe Aaron Rodgers, maybe. But I'm not sure. So, obviously, it's a big story right now in the NFL. Are players getting vaccinated? And the NFL is talking about fines if you don't get vaccinated. And then they're going to basically, if you get COVID and you're unvaccinated, they're going to basically make your team forfeit games. And again, if you follow the NFL, you know, I mean, every game is as valuable as any game, so you can't even afford one loss on a schedule. But so media is starting to ask players, have you been vaccinated? And if there's an organization out there that wants to stand up to this, the Dallas Cowboys may be the only hope. Again, I'm not seeing anything as far as statements from Jerry Jones or the front office or the players, but media members were asking Dak Prescott, who is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, if he took the vaccine. And of course, he responded that that's a violation of my HIPAA rights. But I want to show you, this is a BuzzFeed video report, and I'm just going to read the, Huffington Post video report, and I'm just going to read the bottom lines here. And this is so ridiculous. The people at Huffington Post are either dumber than we thought, or they're such criminal liars, it makes you sick. So I'm going to read what they say in this report about Dak Prescott. Here, guys, roll the video. NFL star invokes QAnon reps vaccine defense. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott got defensive when asked about his vaccination status during a news conference and took a page out of Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene's playbook by saying the question was a HIPAA violation. So you know what? That's enough. We can just stop it right there. Now, imagine the lunacy of this. So the HIPAA rights are now a QAnon conspiracy theory? HIPAA rights are now a Marjorie Taylor Greene brainchild? Do you at the Huffington Post even live in reality? Do you even have any will to do any research and look into what HIPAA actually is for yourself? In fact, I mean, hell, I'll do some of it right on air because I don't know all the answers. Guys, when was the HIPAA law written? Guys, let's do this live on air for Huffington Post since apparently they don't have the wherewithal to do this for themselves. Guys, find out when the HIPAA laws and the HIPAA rights were actually introduced and written. I don't even want to try to go off memory, but I'm pretty sure it was about 50 years ago. But let's actually find out, because Huffington Post can't do this research for themselves. They're too stupid, or they just are totally indoctrinated. And so they say, oh, yeah, HIPAA came out of QAnon. HIPAA came out of Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm stupid. Okay, so not that long ago, 1996, but either way, long before Marjorie Taylor Greene was ever in Congress, long before the federal government, FBI, created QAnon. So imagine being Huffington Post, they're one and the same, total garbage. Imagine being Huffington Post and saying, look at Dak Prescott. He said that a QAnon conspiracy theory about HIPAA rights is a thing that you can't ask about my medical history. He must have stolen that from Marjorie Taylor Greene. He must have been following QAnon. Duh, yeah, duh. I work at the Huffington Post. Duh. I'd never heard of HIPAA before, but I think I read about it on a QAnon. And I think I heard about Marjorie Taylor Greene talk about that. Yeah, too far. I'm the Huffington Post. So, I mean, seriously, though, first of all, what kind of a jerk? I mean, that's what this is, though. All of these liberals have reached new levels of just being total a-holes, that they think they have some sort of a right to know about your medical history. I mean, seriously, are you liberals ever going to wake up to realize how big of jerks you've become, how big of self-centered, narcissistic, psychotic a-holes you've become? You think you have the right to know about anybody's medical history? I won't even get started into My Body, My Choice. I can't wait for your next pro-abortion rally when you're chanting My Body, My Choice. But, oh, make me wear a mask. Oh, make me take the vaccine. And they have the same cop-out every time as, yeah, but that's not affecting another body. You're talking about murdering a human, you sick psychos. I'm trying to hold my tongue right now. But seriously, you people at the Huffington Post, pull that story back up. Let's call out that writer by name. One of the dumbest people in media, clearly. Ron Dicker. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Dak Prescott uses Marjorie Taylor Greene's HIPAA response when asked if vaccinated. Yeah. Does Dak Prescott not have privacy rights? Are you going to ask Dak Prescott if he has any STDs, too? You going to ask Dak Prescott if he's ever had a hemorrhoid? What else do you want to know about Dak Prescott's medical history? I mean, hell, I guess he doesn't have any HIPAA rights, right? So, Dak Prescott, have you ever had AIDS? Dak Prescott, have you ever had an STD? Dak Prescott, I mean, seriously, like, what else do you want to know? Dak Prescott, have you ever had a vasectomy? I mean, what other kind of invasive medical questions can we ask of Dak Prescott? And then when he doesn't want to answer, just say, what are you, QAnon? What are you, Marjorie Taylor Greene? guys, why do you do that to me? Is that really Ron Dixon or whatever his name is? The guy that wrote this story for the Huffington Post?
I never heard of HIPAA before. I'm just a stupid.
No, put him back on the screen. Yeah, what is his name? Ron Dicker.
I'm Ron Dicker. I write for the Huffington Post. I've never heard of HIPAA before, but for some reason Dak Prescott thinks that he has medical privacy because he listens to QAnon and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so Dak Prescott has no medical privacy at all. There's no such thing as HIPAA. It was a QAnon conspiracy theory. It was a Marjorie Taylor Greene conspiracy theory. I'm Ron Dicker from the Huffington Post, and I'm too stupid to know about HIPAA, and I don't believe in medical privacy. Well, why don't we know about Ron Dicker's medical?
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women.
I don't need my name.
Ron Dicker from the Huffington Post,
I got my song,
says that Dak Prescott is a QAnon Marjorie Taylor Greene follower because he doesn't want to answer medical questions. So I demand that Ron Dicker from the Huffington Post immediately comes out. I demand Ron Dicker answer this question. When was the last time that Ron Dicker committed sodomy or was sodomized? And has he transmitted any STDs in the process, or does he have HIV or AIDS? And if Ron Dicker refuses to answer that question, then he's obviously a QAnon follower and obviously taking a page out of Marjorie Taylor Greene's book, because HIPAA laws don't exist according to him. That's just a QAnon conspiracy theory. So I want to ask Ron Dicker, when did he discover he was gay? When was the last time he had gay anal sex? How many male partners has he had? And does he have AIDS? I demand he answer all those questions right now, or he's a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Of course, that's his logic. Doesn't matter. That's insane and ridiculous. And Ron Dicker has the same health privacy rights as Dak Prescott. Oh, but see, they're in the middle of a global conquering agenda right now, and forcing you to take the vaccine is part of the agenda. So all of a sudden, your medical privacy rights go out the window. See how that works? I don't think Ron Dicker would like to be put on a stand and asked about his medical history. Yeah, hey, Ron, do you take any medicine for AIDS? Are you currently on any medication for AIDS, Ron Dicker? What happens if you remove the R's from Ron Dicker's name? Well, I'll let you figure that out for yourself. But seriously, I mean, no, we don't have HIPAA rights anymore, Ron. So I demand you need to answer these questions, Ron. When was the last time you were sodomized, and do you have AIDS? Because if you don't answer the questions, you're just a QAnon conspiracy theorist, right? You don't have HIPAA rights, right? Oh, okay. Just checking, Ronnie. You psycho. You know, it's honestly like almost reaching a point where, and I kind of mentioned this earlier, the problem is all of this news is so serious, and it's obviously going to have a real world impact on us, but it's really beginning to reach a point where I almost have to like completely rewrite my own hardwiring about this and stop approaching it from such a serious mindset and just start looking at things like this is a giant comedy act. Now, the problem is, hey, they're arresting people politically. They're torturing them in prison. They're censoring free speech. They really are trying to destroy freedom in the world. So, I mean, it's kind of like, well, that's kind of a serious thing. I don't really want to joke about that. But, you know, taking these things so seriously hasn't really helped us. And so maybe it's time we just start making this and just pretending that this is just some big comedy act and that people like Ron Dicker are just part of the show. Because, I mean, that's hilarious, bro. You're so stupid that you think QAnon came up with HIPAA rights? You think Marjorie Taylor Greene came up with HIPAA rights? Are you really that stupid? Oh, my gosh. You know what? I mean, guys, have I roasted this guy enough? I mean, seriously, you guys just keep giving me ammo. You know, I demand. I mean, he has to prove he doesn't have AIDS right now. I demand an AIDS test from Ron Dicker. I mean, come on, look at the guy. You're telling me on the internet, you know, you're telling me that he's not dropping trowel and, you know, getting a little bit of that? Guys, I can't. It's just... Oh, yeah, that... Ron Dicker. Ron Dicker has Gay Bathhouse written all over him, man. It's like, oh my gosh. Ron Dicker walks into the Gay Bathhouse and says, "Boys, I'm here," and just bends right over, man. Oh my gosh. I gotta stop. I'm not trying to be insensitive, folks. I have nothing against gay people. I have plenty of gay friends. But Ron Dicker doesn't think that I have medical privacy rights. And so neither does he. So Ron Dicker needs to come out immediately, show the world his AIDS test, and he should let everybody know the last time he's been sodomized. And so for him, that was probably just last night, though. But hey, that's none of my business, bro. Oh, wait. I guess it is now, because you don't have medical privacy rights, huh? Huh. That's funny how that works, isn't it, Ron? I better stop. This is a family show, and I'm starting to get off the rails here. I could make jokes about this guy. I mean, you know, he looks like he's tossed a few salads in his day. But I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop, okay? Guys, let's try to get serious here. Okay. Now, I was going to plug after that, and, you know, how do you even plug after something like that? I know how. We sell toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com that will clean your mouth. And, you know, Ron Dicker may need a couple tubes of it, quite frankly. But, okay, seriously, I'll stop. I promise I'm going to stop. That's enough. But seriously, folks, we sell household items at InfoWarsStore.com to fund what we do. We sell coffee. We sell toothpaste. We sell supplements. We sell air filters. We sell water filters. We sell shower heads. And these are things that you need that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com to fund what we do here. And thank God for your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com so we can still be on air and build our own platforms and call out the fake news in real time. So take advantage of some of the big sales happening right now. 50% off Winter Sun Plus, 40% off Survival Shield X2. We still have the introductory rate on our greens fiber capsules, 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've just revealed our new and latest addition to InfoWarsStore.com, the hair and beard support for men. And it is currently $24.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your financial support there that makes everything we do here possible. By the way, you may see the Save the Frogs coffee mug there sitting on our little supplement table there. That is a limited edition coffee mug. So if you liked the Save the Frogs t-shirt and you like the Save the Frogs coffee mug, the plan here is this is going to be a limited edition coffee mug at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only $10. And you can still get it. It's still available at InfoWarsStore.com. The nice neon green there on the white coffee mug looks really sharp, really clean, and it will get people asking questions. Save the frogs. What's wrong with the frogs? Well, the chemicals turning the frogs gay. And you can learn more at InfoWars.com. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot thank you enough for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, when we come back, I should probably start getting into some of this news. Maybe I'll get into the election news. Maybe I'll get into the next level. It's not just censorship, ladies and gentlemen. Now big tech social media companies have announced they're putting you on a list. Yeah. Boy, that sounds familiar. I'm trying to put my finger on it, but there was some sort of dangerous group that put their enemies on a list.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lockdown protests and police just savagely beating people because they want to live free. And again, the last thing that I want to see is some sort of road warrior scenario like we've seen in Venezuela, is probably the worst example recently, or maybe Hong Kong, where the citizens are basically pit against the law enforcement, and you have a choice, because what are you going to do when you have a desire to be free and you've got jackbooted thugs telling you you don't have the right to be free, you don't have the right to assemble, you don't have the right to free speech, savagely beating people and arresting people in the streets for executing their freedoms? Well, then they become the bad guys. And so at what point are you justified in deciding to get physically violent with those people? Well, of course, the double standard in the U.S. remains. The left has already decided they're justified. Oh, the police are racist. So they just savagely attack the police in New York and Chicago and Portland and everywhere else. And the politicians say, yeah, well, that's okay. You know, they're justified. The police are bad. But, oh, if that was conservatives or Republicans doing it, like maybe the small examples you saw on January 6th, oh, that's the worst thing ever. So the left gets to attack the police and beat the police and send the police to the hospital and murder the police, and that's all fine and dandy. They're justified. But, oh, no, you, the American patriot, you're not allowed to do that. And, again, I don't want that to be the case. And I got to tell you, I am I think that we're very lucky that here in Texas, and I'll just say in Austin, the police here are good, I would say, for the most part. And you're going to have bad eggs, and there's been a couple of bad examples. And you know, when you have millions of interactions, you're going to have instances that don't go right. And you hope that you can have those things dealt with the right way and things don't get out of hand. But I don't think I'm ever going to see the Austin Police Department doing that to American citizens. And, you know, we had a bunch of rallies last year during the lockdown, and the police never really gave us a hard time. There were some times where maybe we had a disagreement and they, you know, blocked our Capitol and everything. But you know what? They never came after us. They never tried to shut us down. And even though that's kind of sad that we have to celebrate that, well, you know, given the current circumstances, I guess that's a good thing. And, you know, the mayor of Austin is calling for lockdowns again and mask mandates. The police aren't going to enforce that. In fact, you know, I don't want to get the Austin police in trouble here, but I don't want to speak for them either. But let me just say, I don't think they like you very much, Mayor Adler. No, I don't think so. No. But why would the police like any Democrat at this point? Democrats hate the police. They've put a target on the police's back. They justify when police are wrongly persecuted. They justify when police get attacked and brutalized. They celebrate when thousands of police officers get hospitalized. But I'm going to digress off of that. Let me just bear down here, take a deep breath, and get into this stack of news that I haven't gotten into yet. CDC signals change to PCR testing. And so it turns out, and it's not just the CDC, you have health officials in Europe doing the same thing. They have now come out and, you know, oh, now they've determined it. Everybody already knew it, but now they've officially announced it. They've made official public statement saying that the PCR tests didn't work, they caused half false positives, and they couldn't differentiate between influenza and COVID-19. So they've abandoned the PCR test. Oh, how convenient. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, that just indicates that they really bank on this vaccine getting approval and mandating it. And so it doesn't even matter if they can get all the false positives again. They've already done enough of it. They've already got enough case numbers with the false positives that they are just going to mandate the vaccine. And yeah, that is interesting. Right after Gates and Soros buy the COVID-19 test manufacturer, that they say the PCR test never worked. I mean, I guess that's a good sign. And this should be huge. This should be massive. But the media is in on it. But the media is in on it. So They went with the fake PCR test. They ran the numbers. And they did an entire year of news based off of that fear to get ratings, putting the numbers up on the screen. You know the whole kit and caboodle that they did. And so, of course, they don't want to come out and tell you this. They don't want to come out and admit that the PCR test was a sham, was a fraud, because they sold it. They bought it and they sold it to you. But there you go. Kind of a big deal. They admit the PCR test didn't work, half false positives, and couldn't differentiate between COVID and the flu. But don't worry. The media is not going to tell you that because they went along for the ride. Heartbreaking. 5 times more children committed suicide than died of COVID-19 during lockdown, according to the latest study in the UK. Same numbers in the United States. In fact, I've got this chart right here from the CDC. Daily deaths in the United States. According to the latest data that the CDC put out, that the Daily Wire decided to use for this graph, daily deaths in the United States, 1,800 from heart disease, 1,600 from cancer, 470 from accident, 410 from stroke, 330 for COVID. Now, of course, the COVID data is from ever since they started doing the COVID data. The other is from 2019. But what about the heart disease? What about the cancer? You notice how we don't shut the economy down to figure out why everybody's getting cancer, right? You notice we don't shut the economy down to figure out why everybody's getting a heart disease, right? And they say, oh, but it's not contagious. Okay, fine. Well, why not the dedication in the media? Why not the dedication to figure out what's going on with heart disease? What's going on with cancer? Why America is morbidly obese? And now, of course, you found out that obesity was one of the leading causes of the COVID deaths. And, of course, that's why people are getting heart disease. That's why people are getting heart disease, because of the obesity. And wow, okay, great job, crew. Actually, pull that up again. The crew found the latest numbers. This is even worse. Put that back on screen. Thank you. 2,100 heart disease deaths a day in June 2021 compared to 342 from COVID, which is still a lie. Most of those are comorbidities. Most of those are false positive PCR tests. But even so, even with the rigged numbers, COVID-19 deaths are nowhere near heart disease. But where is Anthony Fauci telling you to get exercise? Where is Anthony Fauci telling you to eat better? Where is Anthony Fauci trying to promote personal health and individual health and, you know, maybe running and exercising and eating healthy? I don't think I've ever heard him say anything about that. In fact, I don't even think I've ever heard him mention the immune system once either. It's almost like he doesn't know it exists. Maybe somebody should alert Anthony Fauci about the amount of heart disease death that we have and the amount of obesity that we have. And that maybe he should start promoting health in this country instead of fear and instead of big pharmaceutical tyranny. Oh, my gosh. People warned not to exercise after getting Pfizer COVID jab following rare heart inflammation side effects. My God. I mean, this is just a mass murder campaign, man. But get ready. They're gonna try to murder.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You gotta laugh every once in a while. And so, here's what I want to do. Guys, just pull that music down real quick. We're going to have a little challenge right now. And this goes to the crew. And I can see some of you, okay? And I can see my cameraman right here. He's already laughing. So he's already, there's no way. So the challenge is, I want you to, you sitting at home, or the crew over there in the studio, or everybody around InfoWars today that's got the feed up on their screen and their computer. Here's the challenge. I want you to not laugh as I read this story at InfoWars.com. You just can't laugh. I want you to hold that laugh in, okay? So here we go. That's the challenge for you at home. Do not laugh at this. Headline at InfoWars.com. Video. Biden appears to yell, "My butt's been wiped," at a reporter. As Joe Biden doddered up to a gaggle of reporters Sunday with all the grace of a reanimated corpse, he also seemed to yell, "My butt's been wiped," right in the face of one reporter who was shouting questions about immigration above a whirring of a helicopter. Did you make it? We shouldn't be laughing. This guy's supposedly the president. Oh, oh. Hit the clip.
Oh, thank you for the comedic relief, Joe. Oh, man. Oh.
He can't control his bowels. He can't control his mouth.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry. It's just too much, man. I mean, honestly, it's just so ridiculous at this point. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, everything about it is like too good. I mean, this is better than any comedy movie I've ever seen. I mean, like, honestly. Oh, man. I can't wait till this meme really reaches its full peak. And, you know, we're showing you some of the memes, but I mean, this is going to be turned into a song. People are going to like remix this to beats. It's going to be brilliant. I'm telling you, Joe Biden, Joe, my butt's been wiped Biden. Too much information, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. It's even better in slow motion. I mean, think about it. He's walking up to the media, and he's got this, like, scowly look on his face.
And he's excited to tell this reporter how his butt's been wiped. You know, it looks, I mean, the way he walks looks like his butt needs wiped 24/7. You know, it looks like he's walking around with a dookie in his pants all the time. Maybe that's why he's always walking around so stiff-legged. Because nobody's ever wiping his butt. I think we finally figured it out. You know, Joe is he's a prideful man. And so he never wanted to admit to the people around him that he can't control his bowels. And he's been walking around in Depends with Dookie in his pants. And that's why he walks around like he's got a stick up his butt. And and that's why he shuffles around, because he's got a dirty butt. And finally, his butt's been wiped. He's had to be open about it. He's excited. He's going to have some clean britches now. Seriously, in 48 hours, in 2 days, Joe Biden walks up to a reporter and says, "I don't drink children's blood." And then the next day, he walks up to a reporter and says, "My butt's been wiped." And again, the media has no problem with this at all. The media won't even say that Biden is suffering from mental conditions. Severe mental conditions. Dementia, Alzheimer's. I don't know what's going on with a guy. Seriously, like, if I came in studios one day and Alex was like, "Hey, Owen, how you doing?" "My butt's been what?" He'd be like, "Are you okay? Do you need some help? Do you need to take a playoff or two?" "I don't drink children's blood." What? Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Ronnie Jackson is controversial. Ronnie Jackson, former White House doctor, predicts Biden will resign. Well, yeah, he can't think or talk. He brags to reporters that his butt's been wiped. But I love how The Hill says, "Oh, Ronnie Jackson, controversial. He's controversial." How is Ronnie Jackson controversial? A leading physician in the United States, I mean, top of his field, works in the White House? Oh, he's controversial, yeah, because he doesn't praise Chairman Joe Biden, who can't even wipe his own ass. So, let's get into this news, though. New York City mayor asks all private employers to impose vaccine mandates immediately. Arrest that man. Arrest that Nazi. And I love how Alex Jones phrased it in the top of the show today. So, the problem is the left is not even intellectually honest with themselves, so you can't even have a real conversation about who they are or what they stand for, because they're just liars and frauds. But if they were honest, then they'd have to come out and make an intellectual decision. Were the Nazis good? Were the Nazis good for doing experimental medicine and experimental procedures on the Jews? Was that a good thing that the Nazis did now? Or was the Nuremberg Code a good thing, saying that you can't do experimental testing on people without their informed consent, and then wrote the Nuremberg Code to protect individuals from becoming human experimentation? Because, I mean, that's what's going on here. This is mass human experimentation. This is not true informed consent. These are not FDA-approved vaccines. And here's yet another Democrat mandating vaccines. Totally illegal, totally against the Nuremberg Code. And I do believe the Nuremberg Code says if you mandate something experimental like this, you get hung by a rope. That's the Nuremberg Code. So I mean, seriously, like, I think the left should come out after hating the Nazis for the last 4 years. I think they should just come out and say, actually, we like the Nazis now. And we think the Nuremberg Code was bad, but we think Hitler had it right. And we think Mengele had it right. And I think we should do experimental testing on humans. I think that's something that the Nazis got right. So come on out and say it, Democrats. Come on out. Just say it. We're ready. Give us the big reveal, de Blasio. Give us the big reveal, Psaki. Give us the big reveal, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. Give us the big reveal that you are now pro-Nazi. That you are now pro-human experimentation. But see, again, that's what's so frustrating. We're not dealing with honest people. We're not even dealing with real people. These are not serious people. These are the scum of the earth. And that's why we have the video montage, the compilation that we run in the breaks. I don't know if it's still running during the breaks, but we run during the breaks where you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris multiple times in the year 2020 when Trump was president saying they're not going to take the vaccine. It's not a good vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine. Why would anybody take the vaccine? And then as soon as Biden gets into office, all of a sudden they're pro-vaccine, and it was Biden's vaccine. So, I mean, Trump, which I disagreed with, is the one that launched Operation Warp Speed and got the vaccines out so quick. And Biden and Harris and the rest of the Democrats said, don't take it. It's bad. I'm not going to take it. Nobody should take it. And then as soon as Biden got in, boy, did they change course real quick. All of a sudden, it was the greatest vaccine ever, and everybody should take it. And so if you don't understand how dangerous these people are, then you don't understand anything. And again, that's why the Nuremberg Code was written, because we understood after World War II how dangerous somebody is that wants to force you to take an experimental vaccine. So they understood at the time, oh, we can use this against Trump. And we can make Trump look bad by making you take an experimental vaccine. But then when they're in power, they say it's a good thing. These people need arrested.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.